This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, you can't bitch about this anymore.
Why?
Because it's you and people like you that are spending this money for this kind of stuff. And
okay.
Kimmy, we should have realized this years ago. Because no one our age has this kind of extra coin to spend frivolously the way these people are.
All right. What are they buying?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, Tommy.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, a world record was set for the most expensive action figure ever sold at auction.
Wow.
So I'm going to give you a background on this thing, and if you are a nerd, you'll be familiar with this story. Boba Fett, you know Boba Fett?
Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
No, I don't know what that is.
The guy with the helmet?
I don't know what you're talking
Star
about.
Star Wars?
I know Star Wars.
Okay, he's a Star Wars action figure.
All right.
Back in 1979, Kenner made a Boba Fett rocket-firing prototype action figure.
Okay.
The problem was, as soon as they made it, the thing like fired a little rocket out of there. They were worried that kids would be hurt or choke on the projectile.
I lost an eye.
So despite the fact that a handful of these were made, and when I say handful, I mean very few.
So limited edition.
They were never sold. They never were supposed to make it out of the factory. Problem was, so I have it right here. 100 of these were ever produced, period. Even fewer are believed to exist today. But a bunch of people that worked at Mattel and Kenner.
Yeah.
Stuck them in their pockets and walked out the door with them.
Oh, my God.
Now, they didn't know what they'd be worth,
okay.
But you know what Star Wars toys go for now. So, I will ask you this question. It was auctioned off over the weekend. It has set a world record for most expensive action figure ever sold. How much did the Boba Fett prototype action figure sell for this weekend?
Well, I'm guessing with all these jerks with the money, right?
All these jerks with the money, yeah.
And it's limited edition?
Sure.
I'm going to say...
$2,500
for a little toy, plastic.
Kim, you want to take a shot?
It's got to be six figures.
Six figures? What? No, there's no way.
$150,000.
It's a toy.
Okay, are those our guesses?
I mean, this is like one of the biggest fan bases, and then you add collectors on top of that. Yeah, it's got to be up there.
The Boba Fett action figure,
The
best condition anyone's ever seen one in, sold for $1.34 million.
Oh my God, you can buy 10 Ferraris.
Bro, it's...
used.
It's like 5 inches tall.
They spent $1 million on
$1.34 million.
You never get your money back.
At auction. Well, you say that. It's funny, because you always say this. You never get your money back. This one that they have was sold a couple years ago for $525,000.
Yeah,
so whoever had that,
all right, so that's it.
More than doubled their money.
But that's it.
In that period of time, having this Boba Fett action figure. And here, allow me to stand back and let you do the thing you always do with these stories where you crap on the person who bought this Boba Fett.
Well, because you're wasting your money.
These people are stupid. Bunch of hipsters, ass bitches.
So let's say you're my age, because you think it's a guy my age.
Oh, I'm positive it's a guy your age.
All right, so a 65-year-old man just sank my kid's inheritance into this little toy.
Okay.
I'm not even going to be around for the payoff. If the average lifespan is 76,
okay,
and I croak, the kids will get it. What did you get out of it?
Maybe they didn't want it for the money. Maybe they wanted it to own
it. Just look at it.
Well, they probably have a collection of Star Wars.
I would imagine
figures.
This isn't your only. Yeah,
I can't imagine paying $1 million just to look at something.
Oh, $1.34 million.
Right. Unless it's a boat or something wicked ass cool, like a Ferrari.
Okay.
Even what would you do with it?
Well, I mean, this would go on display with the rest of your Star Wars collection, I would assume. I mean, this person has to be a pretty hardcore collector. I don't think you have one Boba Fett action figure.
But you're also a successful person.
Yeah. You know,
to have that kind of coin.
Yes.
To piss away in something so stupid.
Yes, absolutely.
It doesn't add up to me.
Okay. Well, then why don't you go yell at all of the guys that you grew up with? Because these are apps. First of all, when did Star Wars action figures come out? 79. So how old were you?
So I was out of high school, so I was 20.
Okay, so this wasn't really your thing, but it's not guys too far off.
No, Star Wars was huge when I was a kid. It came out in like... right out of high school.
When did the action figures come out?
I would assume shortly after that.
Okay. Oh, this is from The Empire Strikes Back, the second movie, that's why.
All right.
What I'm saying is, like, these toys were directed at you, guys your age, right?
Yeah.
Nobody, Kimmy, of Gen X, well, maybe Gen Xers, but, like, millennials and lower don't have this kind of money to spend on an action figure.
I wouldn't think so.
You yell into the void about these stupid young, you have an image in your head of some young hipster. It's always guys like you. When they buy Babe Ruth's autographed baseball, it's a guy like you. When they buy Pete Rose pubes, it's a guy like you. Boba Fett action figure, guy like you.
Wait, they sell Petey pubes?
Yeah. You haven't seen him? Then he'll sign him. I'm sorry, I bet on my pubes.
Because do you think part of it has to be, like, I had that toy as a kid? You know what I mean? Like, a part of it could be a memory thing for that person.
Yeah, I think that's...
It'd be like me buying G.I. Joes and Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
So I think there's a double aspect of it. I'm getting back what I had, and it brings me joy. And it's also the fact that I have it and you don't.
Right.
Like, this is, I mean, it's the rarest toy available.
Okay. And you own it.
It would kill you, though. I don't know how... collectors of those things, if they really, really love Star Wars, they really, really love that toy for whatever reason, like how they can keep it in the like, you wouldn't want to like hold it or touch it.
So this one doesn't come in a package because they were never packaged?
Well, right, but I mean like some of the other ones that people will buy where it's worth more if it's in the package, you keep it in the package because you don't want anything to happen to it. Like, I don't know how they have that self-control.
I got a bunch of stuff still in the package at home. Starting lineup action figures.
Yeah, because what are you gonna
do? But doesn't it bug you? Like you don't. There hasn't been one where you didn't want. You weren't dying to open it up.
I do kind of want to play with it, but my dad instilled in me that I should keep it in the package because it made it a better collectible.
I will say this: it would be hard if I collected it and I have a grandkid that wants to play with it,
right?
Because they don't understand.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So my grandmother died when I was like 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
My mom, my father's mother.
Yeah.
And we were going through the house, cleaning stuff out, whatever. And I found this batting helmet, a Yankees batting helmet.
Oh, sweet.
That was still in like the plastic bag.
Thank you, dead granny.
Awesome. So I rip it open and I put it down and I run downstairs to show my dad what I found. And he flipped out because apparently he got that Yankees batting helmet in like 1978 and a trip to Yankee
Stadium.
That's a
Thurman Munson hat.
It could be. Well, maybe.
No, it would have been around that time.
No, you're right. And he had been keeping it in the package in this room, and I opened it and ruined it. And, like, bro, I'm like 6.
I don't know,
but he was...
I know. That has to happen a lot, though, with dads and sons and sporting stuff that kids just don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. So, like, Kimmy, you bring up a good point. As we talk about this Boba Fett action figure, a prototype, it sold for the... astronomical price of $1.34 million over the weekend. It's the most expensive toy ever sold. You know, you brought up the idea of getting back what you had as a kid. Star Wars toys, big for guys like you.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl has been big for guys like you. Some sports memorabilia. Kimmy, what is our generation eventually going to spend a fortune to get back? Because we had toys that were designed to break in
like a month.
It's got
to be old video games.
Okay, that's a good one. It's already starting to happen.
I know that like people are kicking themselves right now because of the game consoles and games that they've given up that turned out to be, you know, they sold it at a garage sale for like $10 and now it's worth like thousands.
That's a really good one. But outside of that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That would have to be it. It had to be electronics.
Because, like, well, like, outside of that, even there are some electronics that were big for us when we were kids. Like, Kimmy, you remember Tamagotchis?
Yep.
You remember those?
But they kind of
I remember those toys that you had to keep alive.
Yep, digital pets. Yeah. Like, Furbies, Beanie Babies. Like, those were the hot things, Tickle Me Almost.
But it's turning out like Beanie Babies weren't really worth that, aren't worth that much.
That's what I mean.
I mean.
I don't want them back.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, and they came over here in a barge. There's like a billion of them. I will say, if you had, I would think if you had like the first of like the games, like let's say you still had a vintage Atari.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah,
what would
sure
that be?
I don't know.
$1 million then?
No. Like it would have to be like a special one. Like they sold a ton of them.
Right, but let's say that are left. If you had one of the first ones, and you kept it, you never opened it.
Oh, in a box? That's a good question. I don't know.
It had to be worth a fortune.
They still find this stuff in like old stores that were abandoned.
Yeah. Okay. big money. They have to work, I guess.
Yeah, well, but
everything might be all corroded.
If you open the box, you'll never know if it works, so you sell the box closed.
I mean, unless I'm looking at the wrong thing, it doesn't seem like the original Atari goes for as much as you think it would. Like this one's like $400.
Okay,
which is a lot, but
that's not a big payout.
This is in a box. It may be used
60 years ago.
Yeah,
I remember they said you shouldn't play it because it scratches the screen. From the inside.
Was that a real thing?
That's what they told people.
But
it's not good for your TV. It scratches the screen.
I love how guys your dad's like, don't watch him play video games. It's scratching my screen.
There's little demons in that box.
Okay, so this one's like $1,300. So, I don't know what the difference is.
There's no $1 million payoff.
There could be if it's still in the box somewhere. I don't know. Right. But the bottom line is this. You can never again look at Kimmy and I and be like, oh, what are you bringing my money on? Because I don't want this Boba Fett, and Kimmy don't want this Boba Fett, and it's someone your age. Dumbass.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.